The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the evening of the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so am I sending you." And after saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, children, I said to you, listen, particularly the first reading, what did they hear? You read it, but go on, tell us. That's right, a powerful wind. That's the first thing they heard. And then, what did they see? Do you remember what they saw? Yes? Flames, absolutely. They saw flames, a fire. That's why we wear red. On Pentecost Sunday, the flames of fire, red, because the Holy Spirit, it said, came on them like fire and like a mighty, powerful wind. Now, this year, we've heard lots of wind, haven't we? Early in the year, when January, February, when we had all the seafront all ripped up, and that was a powerful wind, wasn't it? And what it does, it's changed everything. When you walk down the seafront, it's different to what it was before. And those of you that knew about Dawlish, it's all been rebuilt, changed. And Newlyn the Green there, whether it's still sorted yet, but it's all changed because of the powerful wind. And what happens, say on bonfire night, if you've no wind? You know, you probably don't light fires much. We were all great firelighters in our earlier days. Well, actually, if you haven't got wind, you've actually got to blow on it a bit so that it actually goes. But if you get a strong wind and a fire, what do you get then? Yeah, go on. Yeah, a huge fire, a great blaze. So sometimes you'll see something will burn down and they've got to have loads and loads of firemen to try and put it out. Or you get bushfires in Australia or different parts of the continent, we get different fires. So wind and fire change things, but not necessarily totally destructive, because you can be destroyed in order to be remade. So on today, we're thinking of that Spirit coming into us, because Jesus said, "I'll always be with you. I'll send the Spirit always to be with you." So the Spirit comes to change us within. What did Jesus, now, as I said, you always listen to what we've been read to. This is what I read to you in the Gospel. Jesus said to them, he breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And what did he say next? And it was one of the sacraments you received before today. You came and we had a special celebration earlier in the year. And what did you do? Do you remember? We all went to the back. What was that? What do you call it? Yeah, we were reconciled, weren't we? Or he said, "Whoever sins you forgive." We were forgiven. That's the point. We were forgiven. So one of the things that you've already done is what Jesus asked. He said, "I'll give you power to forgive sins." We know when the Spirit comes to us, he points out what's wrong with us. That's why you look into our heart. Every time we come to Mass, when we have school Mass, we look into our heart. We say, "We're sorry for what we've done." And Jesus said, "I'll forgive you." But it's through the power of the Spirit. So Spirit's very important on this day. But also, you're here to receive Jesus in the very special way that he gave to us, all of us. He said to us, this is my body, this is my blood. And he was taking the bread and the wine. And when the bread and the wine come forward, it is just bread and wine. But if you look and listen, when we get to the great prayer, I spread my hands. I spread my hands out, and it's like that, so that I can do that with them. Now, what might that remind you of a little bit? Yeah, what does something like... Yes? The sea. No, it's not the sea. Yes? A dove. Thank you. It's a bird. It's the bird flying, you see, with his wings. And the point is, when that happens, I spread my wings, and Vicky rings the little bell. That's the first bell that we hear. It says, this is the important bit, because it said, let your spirit come upon these gifts. And just as the spirit comes on them quietly, like the dove, and change them, that they'll become the body and blood of Jesus. That's the great change, and it's the spirit. So it's a very good day to come, because the spirit is with us. That's what Jesus said, I won't leave you orphans. His physical presence gone back to the Father, but he said, I'm with you right to the end of time. So you never need to be afraid. You never need to worry. You're receiving Jesus in this special way. And if your mum or your dad, whoever looks after you at home, fed you, like when you were little, right, so that one's been fed, won't need to be fed again for a long time, how long do you think you'd live? Long or not? Do you think you'd live a long time? No, you wouldn't, would you? We die, wouldn't we? We need constantly feeding, don't we? None of you are starving at the moment, are you? No, no. But I bet when it gets a bit nearer 12 o'clock, you'll start saying, oh, I'm hungry, Mum. And a bit later on, oh, Dad, I want something to eat. Or whoever's with you, maybe your nan, your granddad, some of your relations here. We need to be constantly fed. Jesus knew that. And that's why he said, do this, receive him often. So today, you make your first. But it's the first, we hope, of hundreds, thousands of times the Lord feeds us. Just like you need feeding three or four times a day just to be healthy. Not too much, but just enough to keep us going. And that's what the Lord does in our communion. So it's a great day for you. The Spirit comes, changes the bread and wine, and it's Jesus himself. Those were his words. This is my body. This is my blood. We receive the Lord Jesus. And then, he says, at the end, go out and tell others about me. So, I said at the start, we're not going to tell God we're sorry for our sins, because on this day, our Holy Communion children, but indeed all of us, renew the promises we made in our baptism. So, we're going to stand for that. And I asked you the questions, and always the answer is, I do. All of us. Let us renew the promises we made in baptism, when we rejected Satan and his works, and promised to serve God faithfully in his holy Catholic Church. Do you reject Satan and all his works? And all his empty promises. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. God, the all-powerful Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and forgiven all our sins. May he also keep us faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. And so if we're able to carry out what the Lord's asking of us, that's regularly to be with him, to be his good, faithful disciples, we need to pray. So we have our bidding prayers. We rejoice in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and bring our prayers with confidence, knowing that the Spirit can express them in a way beyond words.
For the Church, for the Pope, bishops, priests, deacons, and all the lay faithful, may the Holy Spirit of God fill us with renewed vigour for his service. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For our children receiving their first Holy Communion, may they come to know more and more the Lord's love for them. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For their parents and grandparents, for our catechists and priests, may they continue their encouragement of the children in the ways of faith. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For our world and all those caught up in war, civil unrest, terrorism and violence, may the Holy Spirit bring peace, justice, freedom, with forgiveness for all people. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For any in trouble, need, sickness or distress, may they know the healing, power and comfort of the Holy Spirit with them. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those who have died, especially Norman Reynoldson and others known to us, for all who mourn, Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
May Our Lady, filled with the Holy Spirit, pray for us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen. The moment of quiet for our own intentions. Mine is for our first Holy Communion children. Lord, we thank you for the gift of faith, family, and friendship in Christ. May the Holy Spirit so work in our lives that others may be drawn to Jesus the Lord, as we make our prayers through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.